It was the morning of the third day of the sturgeon spearing season when Paul Celo drove his pickup to the Payne's Point station just south of Neenah. In the bed was the prize he waited for on the frozen lake all weekend.
He almost got away!
No kidding. Yeah.
There to meet him was a gaggle of DNR employees. They're there to gather information on all the fish that are caught. Sturgeon biologist Ron Brook was there wearing rubber hip boots. He helped Celo slide the fish out of the truck to be weighed. Brooke hoists the fish up a hanging scale and gives Celo the news.
Feels like 100 to me, I'll tell you that.
It is, Paul.
Did you ever get 100 pounds before?
No.
You got one now.
Holy shit.
109 pounds. That's the biggest one of the lake this year.
Holy man.
Matter of fact, I'm not even off the ground all the way. We might have more. 109 and a half pounds.
Yeah, it's all right.
Congratulations.
They're on, right?
Yep. Yeah. Why don't you grab the tail, put them up on there, and then I'll put the head down.
Celo sturgeon weighs nearly 110 pounds and measures 5 feet 8 inches.
We had a 41-incher come before. I'm glad you didn't come when he was here. He would have felt real bad.
Another fish caught Tuesday tipped the scales at 112 pounds. Celo says he speared sturgeon all his life. For the uninitiated, he says it's a pretty simple, if time-consuming, process.
Well, pretty much pack a big lunch and go out there, cut a hole in ice, and wait for a good moment, I guess.
Catching the sturgeon might sound easy, but making sure there are enough fish in the lake is more complicated. Wisconsin started regulating the harvest back in 1903, but Ron Brook says the only rule then was a size limit. Back then, monitoring poaching wasn't a big priority, but by 1915, things got serious. Brooke says that's when the state put a total ban on sturgeon spearing on Lake Winnebago, the rivers, and in the Great Lakes.
So they went from basically being able to do almost anything you want with sturgeon to a complete harvest ban. And of course, any regulation like that is only as good as it can be enforced.
Brooke is pretty sure that some people ignored the ban. It was on the books until 1931. And it's a safe bet that it was wildly unpopular. Brooke says by 1915, people had been spearing sturgeon for generations.
Initially it was for survival. After a while it was kind of like passed on as a birthright. It's taken really until the last 15 to 20 years, in my opinion, for the attitude to start shifting around to more of a conservation mentality.
Brooke says a 16-year harvest moratorium would be effective for most fish, but not for the sturgeon. That's because the fish can live more than 50 years. They don't begin to spawn until age 25 or so. The ban didn't reach the desired effect on Lake Michigan. Still, he says Lake Winnebago's fish benefited from the ban. And then, for years, the fish were somewhat protected by murky water. But by 1990, controls on runoff pollution resulted in clear water. Through the 90s, over-harvesting was a problem. In 2001, spearers exceeded the harvest cap for adult females by 52%. The next year, stricter limits were put in place. The cap is now 2,100 fish. In 2002, spearers also saw a shorter fishing day. They can be on the lake only from 6:30 in the morning until half past noon. And Brooke says there are more changes in store for next year.
The conservation patron license will no longer have a sturgeon spearing tag. We've increased the license fees. The legislature this last year passed a law that requires all the revenues taken in from sturgeon spearing license sales has to be spent here on the Lake Winnebago system for sturgeon management.
Brooke believes there's a healthy number of sturgeon in Lake Winnebago, and he doesn't anticipate another spearing ban in the near future. But some spearers worry that it could become harder to get a license.
The question that a lot of spearers have in the back of their mind is when is the DNR going to come along with the lottery? Because they would prefer not to have a lottery here.
Brooke says there's no proposal for a license lottery now on Lake Winnebago. But the agency will look into one for upriver lakes. Every 5 years, the season is extended to Lakes Poygan, Winneconne, and Butamore. The next upriver season is in 2005. In the meantime, successful spearers like Paul Celo will take home their catches and spend months to come enjoying the fruits of their labor.
Probably have a few people over and then we'll feed them and eat them up all through the summer.
This year's sturgeon spearing season is expected to last through this coming weekend. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.